Hi, my name is Victoria and I work for the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. As a part of the College and Career Initiative, these mini episodes are sharing information on types of schools to help local teens on their college search. For those who aspire to get military training and earn a college degree, there are colleges in the United States that are designed for you to pursue your military and educational goals at the same time. Military colleges offer a combination of military instruction and higher education, and attending one can give you the opportunity to get a college education and a military job after getting your degree. Some do require you to serve in the military after graduation. There are three primary types of U.S. military colleges: service academies, senior military colleges, and military junior colleges. The first type of college I will talk about are service academies. Service academies are a great option for students who know they want to pursue a college education and serve in the military. There are five service academies, each is dedicated to a different branch of the armed services. The first one is the U.S. Military Academy, located in West Point, New York. The second is the U.S. Naval Academy, located in Annapolis, Maryland. The third is the U.S. Air Force Academy, located in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The fourth is the U.S. Coast Guard Academy, located in New London, Connecticut. And the fifth is the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy, located in Kings Point, New York. Graduates of the service academies receive a Bachelor of Science, are commissioned as officers in their branch, and are required to serve for a minimum of 5 years after graduation. What you need to know if you want to get into a service academy. The service academies are very selective schools, and all the academies, except the Coast Guard, require a congressional letter of recommendation to gain admission. Students also must submit typical requirements of a college application: application, transcript, test scores, recommendations, and a college essay. Applicants to the service academies must pass a medical exam and take a fitness assessment. The Air Force Academy and Naval Academy require interviews as well. You'll primarily be evaluated on your high school academic performance, test scores, and extracurricular achievement. The service academies are fond of students who have pursued leadership positions and have shown a commitment to their communities. Also, they appreciate students who have excelled athletically and have obtained awards and leadership positions on their sports teams. So what's the cost of attending one? Financially, the service academies are undoubtedly an incredible deal. Tuition, books, board, medical, and dental care are fully paid for all 4 years. Additionally, you receive a monthly stipend to cover living expenses and pay for miscellaneous supplies. So what is it like to attend a service academy? The academies are known for being extremely strict, conservative, and requiring a great deal of discipline. Underclassmen especially have very little freedom. They're rarely allowed to leave campus, and there are harsh rules and punishments regarding drinking and drug use. Typically, service academy students have mandatory activities from around 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Then they start studying and doing homework. They only get a few weeks of summer vacation as opposed to the 3 months students get at regular colleges. Service Academy students don't get much freedom or free time, but they tend to get a great education, a unique bonding experience with their peers, and many future opportunities. The academies also emphasize athletics. Students have to participate in varsity or intramural sports, and students are required to attend home football games. The second type of school we're going to talk about today are senior military colleges. Senior military colleges give students the option to pursue military training while they're in college, and there are six of these schools. They are Texas A&M, Norwich University, Virginia Military Institute, the Citadel, Virginia Tech, and the University of North Georgia. At the Virginia Military Institute, all students must become cadets, which means they're part of the military training program. At the other colleges, students can be a regular civilian student or join the Corps of Cadets. Those who become cadets have a similar schedule and experience as students at the service academies. They have to keep the strict schedule, similar rules, and must undergo physical and military training. Every cadet must enter the Corps of Cadets and the Reserve Officer Training Corps. At SMCs, cadets live in their own dorms and by a different set of rules, which ROTC students at traditional four-year colleges aren't subject to. Unlike the service academies, at senior military colleges, there is no service requirement after graduation unless you receive an ROTC scholarship. So what do you need to know if you want to get into a senior military college? When applying to SMCs, you submit application, personal essay, transcript, and standardized test scores. You'll be evaluated on your academic performance and extracurricular achievements, just like a regular college or university. The selectivity of SMCs varies, but generally, if you meet their GPA and standardized test scores, you have a good chance of getting accepted. SMCs that give you the option whether or not to join the Corps of Cadets have different application procedures, though. At Texas A&M, you have to be accepted to the university as a regular student before you can join the Corps of Cadets. At Virginia Tech, you indicate on your application if you're intending to join the Corps. However, if you end up deciding not to join after stating your intention to do so, your application will be reevaluated. What is the cost of attending one? You don't receive the financial benefits of the academies or get a full ride scholarship for attending a senior military college. However, there are grants and ROTC scholarships available to cadets. Additionally, you can apply for need-based financial aid. So here are a few of the 2020 tuition rates for senior military colleges. For the Citadel Military College of South Carolina, it's around $12,620 for South Carolina residents, and it's about $35,876 for out-of-state students. For Texas A&M University, it's around $12,153 for Texas residents and around $38,602 for out-of-state students. And for the Virginia Military Institute, it's around $19,118 for Virginia residents and around $45,962 for out-of-state students. The third type of school we're going to talk about are military junior colleges. Military junior colleges are two-year colleges that allow cadets to become commissioned officers in the Army Reserves through the Early Commissioning Program and also receive an associate degree. The students must still go on to get a bachelor's degree at a four-year college to serve as a regular officer in active duty. However, while students are getting their four-year degrees, they can serve as reserve officers to help advance their military careers. Some military junior colleges offer other programs in addition to the Early Commissioning Program, like the Service Academy Preparation Program, which offers students 1 year of preparation to transfer to a service academy. Other schools will offer 2 years of cadet or ROTC program independent of an early commissioning program. There are four military junior colleges in the United States: Valley Forge Military Academy and College, Marion Military Institute, New Mexico Military Institute, and Georgia Military College. What do you need to know if you want to get into a military junior college? Military junior colleges require you to submit an application, your high school transcript, and some require SAT or ACT scores. Even those schools that don't require standardized test scores may use them for placement purposes. If you want to enter an early commissioning program, there are minimum GPA and SAT or ACT requirements that vary by school. But if you have a 2.5 GPA, a 920 SAT score, or a 19 ACT score, you'll meet the minimum requirements for all of the programs. Additionally, for an early commissioning program, you need to pass a medical exam, the Army Physical Fitness Test, and you must complete military training after high school. You can do cadet initial entry training in the summer after high school before enrolling in the early commissioning program. What is the cost of attending a military junior college? The costs of military junior colleges vary. However, there are scholarships and grants available. For example, if you receive a military junior college scholarship, you'll have full tuition and fees paid, and you'll receive money for books, your uniform, and a monthly stipend. Is military college right for you? Consider these things before you commit to attending a military college instead of going to a regular college. Most importantly, how motivated are you to get military training and serve in the military? If you're not fully enthusiastic about serving, you should think twice before deciding to attend a school that requires you to spend years serving in the military after you graduate. Also, can you handle the incredibly structured and disciplined environment of military colleges? Do you need more free time in a laid-back environment, or are you excited by the thought of getting pushed physically and academically? And do you want to feel the unique camaraderie you'll experience with fellow cadets? Answering these questions for yourself can help you decide if, number one, military college is right for you, and number two, which type of school is the best fit. I hope learning more about military colleges is helpful for you on your journey to your next step.